Right, we are recording. Oh yes, welcome
everybody. Welcome to day 3 of Credit and Cash Flow. I'm your hostess, Jerry Tolliver here at Fly Credit Solutions. And so we're here at day 3, Credit and Cash Flow. I hope you guys have been getting a lot of great information today. We're talking about how to increase your cash flow, how to pay off your debt. And today we're going to talk specifically with Ms. Holly Reed about how to eliminate your debt without sacrificing your lifestyle. One of the main things about the big D word, the debt word, is that it can be a very big burden on a lot of people. I know what it's like. You know, I've been down that road where I've been swimming in over $30,000 credit card debt. And I understand the burden that, you know, is on your shoulders when you're dealing with debt. And so I thought, you know what, it would be great to bring in a debt elimination or expert, right? Teach you how to annihilate all of your debt once and for all so that you don't have to keep stressing yourself out about your money going elsewhere. You can keep it more of it in your pocket. So I have Ms. Holly Reed here. She is an award-winning author, speaker, and certified financial education instructor dedicated to helping adults and the next generation manage their finances as responsible stewards. She is the founder of the Master Playbook, a financial education and wellness company, which has educated thousands of people through her book, Teach Your Child to Fish, 5 Money Habits for Every Child Should Master. Oh, I'm sorry, Teach Your Child to Fish, 5 Money Habits Every Child Should Master. Speaking engagements, online courses, and coaching sessions using sound financial principles, practical tips, and her personal experiences. So welcome, Holly. It's so excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Jerry. I am so happy and happy to be here. I'm really excited. I know we're on day 3 and you guys have shared so much information over the past 2 days. And so I'm here to help wrap it up and help people really get rid of some debt. So hopefully they can take advantage of a lot of the things that have already been shared.
I love it. And the reason why I felt like, you know, save the best for last, you know, saving this topic for last, because it's easy to make money. It's easy to focus on making the money, but it's not as easy to really start, I guess, adjusting our spending habits and adjusting what debt looks like to us and how to stay out of it and what to do, how to get out of it if you're already in it. And so I felt like this conversation was one that really needed to be had in this series of presentations and interviews and informational sessions. Because, I mean, you can make the money, but it's not about how much you make. It's all about how much you keep.
Absolutely. So, and to that point, like a lot of times, in order for us to even begin making money sometimes requires a small investment, right? Mm-hmm. Making money sometimes require us to spend a little bit of money in order to make money. And if we're drowning in debt, if we are burdened by debt payments, it's hard to know, should I use this money to go try to make more money, or should I use this money to continue to get out of debt? Yeah. And I'm one of those people with the mindset that you can do both. And so that's why I really wanted to talk about, you know, how people can really eliminate their debt without sacrificing their lifestyle, without sacrificing the other things that they really want to do, whether that's to start a business, to save, to invest, whatever those things are for you specifically. We can talk about how to do it simultaneously.
Oh, I love it. I hope y'all got some pen and paper out and ready to take some notes today, because Holly Reed's going to drop a couple of bombs on you that's going to change your whole financial lifestyle, right? The entire trajectory of how you live your life. You know, debt does not have to be a part of your story. And if it is, we can change that today. So thank you, Holly. So tell us a little bit more about who Holly is.
Yeah, so absolutely. So you mentioned that I own a financial education company. So that's what the Master Playbook is all about. And it really came from my own personal experience, again, of hitting rock bottom. And for me, my rock bottom was a life event. I got laid off from my corporate job, had to crawl back to my parents for financial assistance while I looked to regain employment. And luckily for me, I had somebody that I could go back to, but a lot of people don't even have that, right? So, but in that instance, while I was, you know, humbling myself, my dad was like, well, Holly, look, I don't want you to go too deep underneath the waters while you're looking for a job. So just bring your bills over here, right? Bring your bills over here and you and your mom will do our best to help you pay it. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing my electric bill. I'm bringing my power bill. I'm bringing my credit card bills. And that's when the stuff hit the fan. Because my parents were looking at my credit card bills like, excuse me? Like, what are you spending all this money on? And if you're like me, after a certain amount of time, after a few credit card bills have paid off, you yourself can't even remember, what in the world did I spend all this money on? Yeah. Like, you have the stuff, but you have no recollection. You can't even remember in all the ways that you may have wasted it on material things, or wasted it on eating out, or wasted it on a concert, or whatever the case may be. And so that was kind of my aha moment, where here I am struggling, my parents are struggling, trying to help me stay afloat. And that's when I realized I needed to do something differently. And so I just started trying to learn and read all the ways, how do I play this money game differently so I don't ever find myself in this situation again? I didn't have an emergency fund, so I probably had a very small savings account that I ran through very quickly. So, you know, it was really on them to help me, or else I would have been, you know, probably going, getting payday loans and trying to figure out other unwise methods. Okay. to stay afloat. And so once I clawed my way out of over $30,000 of debt, again, it was mostly credit card debt, student loans, I had an auto loan. Once I clawed my way out of that, I was like, look, there's got to be a better way. Mm-hmm. And it almost like I got on this debt-free preaching circuit where I wanted everyone I knew and everyone I didn't know to know what it felt like on the other side of debt. And just thinking through and talking through a lot of people, I realized, well, this isn't something that I was taught before I was out on my own. And so that's where I wrote the book. That's where the book came in. I was like, well, you know, maybe if we can catch our young people earlier, maybe if we can start teaching them some of these healthy money habits, allowing them to practice them in the home while they still have a safety net, that would be one piece of the solution in the long run. So that once they're out on their own, once they are, you know, get their own credit cards, once they are living on their own, they will have a better sense of how to manage their money and avoid a lot of the financial pitfalls that we face.
I love that. That's actually like a part of what really did it for me, was I picked up a book. I picked up a book, and that just changed my entire idea about money and credit and what to actually do with it. Like, the actual purpose of money. Sometimes we don't realize that our money has an actual purpose. Yes. Sometimes we assign the purpose, and the purpose that we assign it to is consuming. We assign it the purpose of going to buy that that shoe or that piece of clothing or that stuff, like you said, that stuff that doesn't really return any value to you. And so, you know, with that in mind, just thinking about having that in mind, you had your parents that helped you kind of dig your way out of that. Yes. And so after that, you just went on this whole ministry that says debt free is the way to be. And so give us a little bit of, you know, I guess understanding of what you did to get yourself out, especially the credit card debt. The credit card debt is brutal. That's brutal.
Yeah, well, you know, back then, the school of thought, everything that I read, it was all about sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It was all about, you know, cut your cable, cut your cell phone, don't do this, don't eat out. It was a whole lot of what you shouldn't do. And so, you know, I'm still a proponent sometimes. Sacrificing, that's going to help you get there faster, right? But now that I know better, now that I'm wiser, I know that there are other things that can help us. So for me personally, I went the sacrificial route. I was denying myself, but just like, you know, just like dieting, sacrificing or dieting only works for a short period of time. And it only works when you see the value in actually cutting that expense, right? And so the minute you want it again, you're going to go and get back into that same loop and that same habit of overspending or spending too much or whatever the case may be. So the way that I did it, of course, I mean, I took the Dave Ramsey route and I like cut it all. I even went to an extreme, Jerry. One of the extremes that I went through, I even stopped, and I'm even ashamed to say it today, but you know what, you know, as you get older, you know a little bit better, but following Mr. Ramsey, I stopped my 401k contributions. Like I put every extra dollar towards paying off my debt. Mm. And so now today, I wouldn't recommend that, right? Now I know better. Now I know the power of compound interest. Now I know that you can focus and prioritize paying off your debt while you invest, while you, you know, save. Mm. And so that's why I'm here. Like there are other ways, there are other alternatives and methods, things that you can do that I just didn't know about, that I wasn't educated on. Mm. And I think it's so important for the role that you are playing, especially in creating this platform for us to share all of this information. It is so powerful. And I'm just so honored and happy that you, you know, put this on and are making this available to so many people.
I love that. Thank you so much. And yeah. So tell us, Holly, how can we eliminate our debt without sacrificing our lifestyle?
Yes. Well, let me tell you. So going back to my story with the whole, you know, everything I was reading was talking about, you know, sacrificing. You got to eat rice and beans. You got to, you know, say
sandwich.
Right, exactly. You got to eat mayonnaise sandwiches to make it through until you pay off all your debt. That was really the message that was out there. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And so one of the ways and one of the things that I know that you're really passionate about too, the very first way that I talk to my students and talk to my audience is one, we got to start talking about this credit score. Mm-hmm. Right? And so like the title of this conference, this platform is Cash Flow and Credit. These are your financial powers. Mm-hmm. These are your financial powers, and they're going to allow you to wield it for good or for bad. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you want to use this money for, just know that it is a tool that will help you do more of the things that you really want to do, or to help you, you know, live and act in your purpose. Mm-hmm. But the first thing you've got to tackle is taking a look at these credit scores. And I'm talking specifically about the FICO score, because I know there are a bunch of different scores, different ranges. So the FICO score, the one that ranges from 300 to 850, we really want to focus on what are the components of the credit score, and what are the levers that you can turn off or turn on in order to really improve your credit score. And here's why. Like 90% of all of these financial decisions, 90% of lenders, they are going to be looking at your FICO score. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to get a handle on it, and take the steps that you need to do in order to improve that first.
You know, I love that tip.
Yeah.
I love that tip. Yeah. And I tell people that all the time. You'd be amazed at how much money people could save, how much money you could save if you had better credit scores. Between the interest rates, the fees, the deposits, it's expensive to have bad credit.
Absolutely. And having a good credit score is going, like you said, it's going to allow you to live cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's going to make expensive things a little less expensive, because mm-hmm. you're going to be able to get that good rate, like probably the best available rate. Mm-hmm. So I know when you talk to your audience, you talk about hitting that 850, right?
Yes.
but here's the great thing is that even with like very good credit, so that would be anywhere from like 740 up.
Yep.
You can get some of the better rates even with a 740 that a person with an 800 score can get,
yep.
right? Or 850. So sometimes, you know, we aim for perfection, and I know I do. I want that Boston. I want that badge of honor.
Yeah.
That I have the perfect credit. perfect credit. But as long as you have very good credit, mm-hmm. you can raise it up to a 740 or higher, you'll still be eligible for some of the very best rates. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, those very good rates are going to allow you to pay less over time, right? So, you know, instead of paying 14 and 21% on a auto loan or a credit card, for example, you'll be offered lower rates so you can borrow money much cheaper and go and do, you know, make an impact, do the things that it is that you want to do.
It's amazing that you say that. The first car that I financed when I was 22, I want to say, my first car was this burnt orange, beautiful Grand Prix. That's what it was. It was a Pontiac Grand Prix. Beautiful little car. But the only thing that wasn't so beautiful was that 27% interest rate. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And we don't, you know, we're so focused on, I want this car, or, you know, this is the one that has all the features. We get wrapped up in that. And sometimes we overlook what it's actually going to cost us. Or the other thing, you know, a lot of the auto financing places will do, they want to lock you in on, oh, so what do you want to pay each month?
Oh my God.
So they'll make it work now.
Yes, they will. If you tell them, well, my budget is $300. Okay, well, we'll make sure we get you that $300. It don't matter if it's 28%, 30%, they'll get you in that payment.
Yeah, exactly. They'll make it work for you, and they'll still charge you that really high interest rate. So that's why you want to go in and really focus on, you know, making your payments on time, like doing all the things that you need to do, using 30% of your available credit. Like, there are so many different steps and little small strategies that you can do to just really bump it on up. So that you can take advantage of those credit scores. Now, that working on your credit score, does that impact your lifestyle?
Yes.
It does. It does.
But
with an improved credit score, it's actually going to improve your lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's going to allow you to have the things that you want at a lower cost than the next person who's out here being willy-nilly about it. And so I take my students through, you know, the components of the credit score, talk about specific tactics that they can do and take immediately to kind of start raising it up. But then it's also upon us to look at our credit reports. But first, before I jump into that, I wrote down where people can go and get that FICO score for free. You can go to creditscorecard.com. It's a site that's sponsored by Discover Card. And so it doesn't cost you anything, but that's important because it's going to give you that FICO number. So you'll at least know where you are so you can start making steps to go towards that 740 and higher. All right. Now, the other thing you want to do is you want to look at your credit report. Now, I made the distinction there because your credit report is not going to give you the number, but it's going to give you all the history. It's going to give you a list of all the accounts. And that, I think there's the statistic is maybe one out of every five people have an error that negatively impacts their that's on their credit file. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that's important to take a look at what's in your credit file, what's on that credit report. Because if you can find dispute, have those errors corrected, that's going to play a role in boosting up that credit score as well.
I love that. So tip number one, get your credit right.
Yeah. That's right. Get your credit right.
Get your credit right.
Another tip that I've shared with a lot of people is it's the easiest to implement. It's this whole micropayment strategy, right? So the micropayment strategy is where if you have a debt payment that's monthly, instead of paying that debt with one payment, you break it up into two payments. So you break up your monthly payment into biweekly payments, or in other words, you're paying it every 14 days. Mm. Now, you're still paying that same monthly amount. So you're not paying more than that monthly payment. You're not paying less than that monthly payment, you're simply taking that monthly payment and breaking it up into two payments. Mm. Into you pay one payment bi-weekly, and then you pay the second payment bi-weekly. So two payments every 14 days that totals that one monthly payment. So what you are effectively doing is, because the interest is often compounding daily, mm-hmm. you're effectively paying that balance down after the first 14 days where there's less interest accruing, and it's overall reducing your debt balance. I hope you guys are following this.
That makes so much sense. So it's like timing.
Yes, it's like mm-hmm. timing of payments. Mm-hmm. You're not paying more. You're not paying less. You know, you're not paying that more than that monthly payment. But the timing of the payments is a little known strategy that has helped people pay their debt off faster. Mm-hmm. And you pay less over time because you're paying it off faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that interest, that additional interest that you aren't paying. Yeah, so I do it right now with my mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've heard some feedback that I've received about this particular strategy is that, my company doesn't allow me to make more than one automatic payment a month. And I'm like, well, that's fine. Just set a reminder and manually make the payment. Mm-hmm. You know, automate one and manually make the other. So that could be a workaround, but it's the easiest strategy I can suggest to implement. To again, it doesn't negatively impact your lifestyle. You were going to pay that monthly payment anyway. Just go ahead and break it into two payments.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Break your payments into two.
Yeah, break your payments into two.
Mm.
And then the another strategy I can share is, I know a lot of times, you know, if you were to go to someone who has that, who follows the philosophy of, you know, you need to sacrifice in order to pay off your debt, if they look at your budget or they look at your bank statement and they're like, oh, you go to the spa? Oh, you traveling too much? Oh, you need to stop doing this and doing that. Well, one of the things that I found working closely in this community with other people, there are side hustles that will allow you to participate in all these lifestyle luxuries that we don't want to cut out. So, for example, if you like to travel, if you like, you know, going to the spa and getting massages, if you like eating out at nice places and going to bars or whatever the case may be, there are mystery shopping companies that are designed specifically for those places, specifically targeted where they want your feedback on restaurants or bars or on spa places, spa services, or, you know, on hotel stays, or you going to a resort on their behalf. And so that's one way you can get paid to experience these things. But this is still part of your lifestyle. If this is something you don't want to cut out. Now I know everybody can't do it, but I recently did one for a, like a hair salon. Uh-huh. Now I know you don't want everybody. I know ladies, we don't want everybody in our head.
Right.
but if all you need is a simple blowout and they're going to pay for the blowout and then pay me for my time, for my feedback, I'm happy to do it. Let's do it.
That's cool.
So I can give you three or four of the mystery shopping customers. They're called evaluators, but you basically go in where people can sign up for free and then peruse and see what's available in their areas.
Wow.
So I can share that list with you, Jerry, and you can put it as part of your resource list.
Cool. Yeah, guys, I got resources below this video, so you can check out all the resources that Holly is giving you today. That's really good. So you can still do the things that you love, the things that you really, you know, enjoy doing. You don't have to like cut it out Right. You can actually increase your cash flow in the process of that.
Well, I was just about to say, so the money that they pay you to be the evaluator, slap that on your debt as well.
Yeah.
So you're still doing the things you enjoy, and then you have a little extra cash that you can apply to your debt payments as well.
That's good. Those are really good tips.
Thanks.
Like, super good tips. Now, what mistakes, right, would you say people kind of run into on their journey to getting out of debt and, you know, not really knowing how to balance the difference between what they want and what they need, or just getting out of debt, period?
Yeah, one of the primary mistakes I see people make is they don't read the fine print. So they see a deal that's so good to be true, or it looks really good at the surface. So I'll say balance transfers are a perfect example of that, right? People are in debt, they're trying to make it all work, and then they get a promotional offer in the mail, and the promotional offer is like offering you all these rewards up front. They're giving you 0% interest for, you know, a specific amount of time, but they don't read the fine print. They don't see that, hey, we're going to charge you 3-5% for the amount that you transfer over. Mm-hmm. Not only are you transferring over the money from another card, but now there's a big fee attached to it that you didn't read about. And then the real big mistake with balance transfers is, you're thinking, oh, because it's 0%, I don't have to make any payments. No, no, you still need to make a minimum payment on that card every month, or else they're going to start, you know, the interest is going to start accruing, because once that promotional period is over, they're going to charge you from back when it started, when the money initially got on the card. So you have to be really careful. Read the fine print. Make sure that you are understanding the things that you're doing. So that was one thing I was going to say with the balance transfers. Now, the other kind of trick or pitfall is just you being so excited about the rewards, being so excited about the 5,000 miles, sky miles, or whatever that's going to come with the card. And, you know, they're doing that because they do not expect you to follow these rules. They don't expect you to read the fine print. Mm-hmm. And all of those rewards that they're giving up front, they're still counting on you to, you know, miss a payment, be late on a payment. They're planning to recoup whatever it costs them for those rewards. Their plan is to recoup all of that from you, from interest or through late fees or whatever kind of penalty fees that they charge the moment that you miss a payment or don't do what you're supposed to do on your end. So you really just got to read the fine print. And some people just do too much. Like,
I was the person that got too excited about the rewards. Like, oh my God, I get 50,000 points just for spending $5,000. And then that $5,000 stays on there for like 12, 18 months. You're like, oh my God, the interest is ridiculous.
Exactly. I've
been down that road. That's exactly how I ended up in all that debt. Just getting excited about points and rewards. Like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Right. And so the 50,000 points, you could have bought 2 or 3 trips.
Yeah, I know, right?
The regular cost for, you know, so you just got to read the fine print and make sure you understand what you're jumping into and that you've kind of thought through all the different scenarios or really do your homework. Like, make sure you can make the payment, you know, just, and that's something else that I take my students through is just, these are all the things, like, this is a checklist. If you can say yes to these 5 things, then I say, yes, move forward with the balance transfer. Mm. Or, you know, if any of it is I'm not sure, I don't know, then the answer is no. Mm. So I try to make it like, just simplify it, make it black and white, because that's what it is. It's black and white. It really is a math. It's just a math problem. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to solve for the math problem. But unfortunately, a lot of us allow our emotions and our feelings and, you know, whatever it is, because a lot of our spending, it's all about it's all about how we feel about things. Like a lot of the money problems that people experience is really tied to a void in some other part of their lives, right? Mm-hmm. So you might have a really bad spending habit where I just can't stop spending. Well, you have to figure out what's triggering that. Mm-hmm. There's a story that I've heard about this woman who, as an adult woman, like she loves the finer things in life. Like she has the name brand purses and the cars and the clothes. And so she goes to a financial coach and is like, help me, I need help with my budget. And it really had nothing to do with her budget because she made good money, but she was still just overspending. Mm-hmm. And so as they broke down the layers, what they found out is as a child, she was teased because she wore some no non-name brand shoes to school one day and the kids picked on her. So maybe she wore some Mikes instead of some Nikes to school. And so that was a traumatic experience that stuck with her. So as a child, now she's buying all these no name brand things because now as a grown woman, you know, what it really is, that child is still in her saying they will never tease me again.
Yeah.
Will never, you know who I heard that story from now that I'm thinking about it? I think it was Patrice Washington. Patrice Washington was on a panel and she shared that example of one of her clients who went through that. And once they unpacked it, that's what it was. Like mm-hmm. she had a traumatic experience as a child and that's how it was showing up and showing out as an adult. And I was like, wow, man, that's like powerful. Like just the things that we observe and, you know, get built into our psyche as young kids and then how it manifests as adults with money.
Like, that is so true. And I'm a firm believer that when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in that. And so good for her for learning that. And even good for you for learning all the things that you're learning and teaching people how to overcome with their money too. It's amazing being able to change people's lives from that dynamic because I just being even in the credit world, helping people with repairing and rebuilding their credit, it's an interesting dynamic because not everybody wants to talk about money. Not everybody wants to talk about their credit. It's sometimes maybe an embarrassing topic mm-hmm. to discuss. And being able to openly talk about it and openly be able to just pinpoint what's causing these money problems, what's causing these credit issues, it's amazing that once you do, how different your life can change. It really, really is.
And not only your life, but the lives around you. So taking it back to the teacher, child, a fish.
Yeah.
Like when we as adults are struggling with money, when we have, you know, negative associations with money, they are picking up on that.
Yeah.
They are watching us. They are learning from us. And so we've got to be able to take what we learn as adults and pass that positive education on to our kids. Because whether we like it or not, money management is a life skill. It's something that they are going to deal with for the rest of their lives. So as soon as we can figure it out for ourselves, get ourselves cleaned up, be a good example for them, the sooner that we'll be able to pass it on to the next generation so we can break this cycle for good.
I love it. And so tell the people, because this is really, really good. And I really appreciate everything that you've been sharing today. So tell the people, how can they get a hold of your book?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I actually have a copy right here. It's called Teach Your Child a Fish, 5 Money Habits Every Child Should Master. And it's available wherever books are sold online.
Okay.
So you can get it on my website at themasterplaybook.com. You can also get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's. So that's a great place to start. And again, the book is written to parents mm-hmm. about what we should be teaching our kids about money management, mm-hmm. but it comes with a supplemental workbook for the kids to actually complete and work through to kind of reinforce the money habits that I talk about in the
book.
That's
great. Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much, Holly. And how can everyone get in contact with you? If they have any questions, if they want some of your expertise and knowledge, how can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. They can shoot me an email at holly@themasterplaybook.com or slide in my DMs on social media. I'm most active on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. So if you want to shoot me a note on any of those platforms, I am happy to connect with you. But again, the best way is going to be through email, holly@themasterplaybook.com. But I'd love for you guys to come follow me, follow the path. I'm a big fan of Jerry's. I love her energy. I love all the information she's been sharing. So I'm hoping this won't be the last time you guys see us together.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much, Holly. And thank you all for tuning in today for the last day of Credit and Cash Flow. It's been a lot of information, I know. And so if you did chop in late or you weren't able to catch all of the good nuggets that all the speakers have dropped these past 3 days, then I highly encourage you to pick up one of those all access pass, okay? Those all access pass, you can get it for $97 after today is going to close out, and then you're going to get stuck paying the $197. So if you want to get access to all the sessions, all the nuggets for an unlimited amount of time, then please go ahead and hit that button below so that you can get access to all of it, all time, lifetime access for all the sessions, plus those MP3 upgrades and bonuses. And connect with Ms. Holly Reed. Click the link below, purchase her book, get in tune with how to manage your money, how to teach your children to manage more money so they can have a strong, beautiful financial future. So again, thank you all again for joining us for day 3 of Credit and Cash Flow. Again, my name is Jerry Tolliver, Fly Credit, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.